R-E-N-I hyphen T. Also on all major streaming platforms, I've released my singles there, for example, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. Right now I'm in the process of revamping my SoundCloud. I do have some music there already, under the same name, S-E-R-E-N-I hyphen T, Serenity. Yeah, so SoundCloud will be uploaded shortly, just in the process of revamping that. So Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, major streaming platforms.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
No problem. My pleasure, Sheila.
You've been listening to Serenity speaking about her latest album, Carpenter's Daughter. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The World Health Organization said Monday it's setting up a hub in South Africa to help poor and middle-income countries produce their own COVID-19 vaccines using the mRNA technology behind the world's most effective shots. The WHO said its plan could see new vaccine production begin in South Africa in as little as 9 to 12 months. The UN agency called on Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech to share the technology to make the plan successful. This came as South African President Cyril Ramaphosa blasted wealthy nations and pharmaceutical companies that have refused to transfer life-saving technology to the Global South. On Monday, Ramaphosa repeated his call for a three-year waiver on intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines.
We are facing an emergency that is affecting the entire world, and it is wholly unfair and wholly unjust that pharmaceutical companies, as well as certain countries, are refusing to allow this provision to be waived so that there can be mass production of these vaccines, so that we can save lives.
Ramaphosa's remarks came as COVID-19 cases and deaths across the African continent surged by more than 40% over the past week. Meanwhile, Cuba's health ministry says its three-shot Abdala vaccine showed over 92% efficacy against COVID-19 in a late-stage clinical trial. The announcement came days after promising initial results from another Cuban vaccine, the Soberano dose. Health officials in Indonesia are tightening public health measures as the world's fourth most populous nation recorded a record number of COVID-19 cases Monday. Authorities are blaming the fast-spreading Delta coronavirus variant, though the explosion of new cases follows a surge of travel at the end of the month of Ramadan, when many Indonesians ignored travel restrictions to visit their hometowns. In Colombia, COVID-19 deaths have passed the 100,000 mark amidst a devastating third wave of cases. This is Colombian epidemiologist Andrea Ramirez.
Certainly, this is the worst moment of the pandemic. From the perspective of positive cases, we are seeing 40% positivity, 4 out of 10 people infected. Also, the collapse of the ICUs. It is the first time that Bogota has had such a prolonged hospital collapse, and we have had this alarming figure for several days now.
The Biden administration admitted Monday it's fallen behind on its own goal of sending 80 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine abroad by the end of June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said it was a matter of distribution, not supply.
We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
A new report finds deaths among Medicare patients in U.S. nursing homes surged by 32% last year. The Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services found 4 in 10 Medicare recipients in nursing homes tested positive for COVID-19 in 2020 or had symptoms consistent with the disease. Meanwhile, new cases continue to fall in most parts of the United States, but are on the rise in some areas with low vaccination rates. In Florida, 6 people contracted COVID-19 in an outbreak at a government building in Manatee County, 5 of whom were hospitalized. 2 have died. The only employee who was exposed who did not become infected had been vaccinated. Senate Republicans are expected to use the filibuster today to block the For the People Act, a sweeping bill that would restore protections of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which was gutted by the Supreme Court in 2013. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has scheduled the first procedural vote on the legislation today, even though Democrats do not have the votes to move it forward. That's because two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona, oppose eliminating the filibuster. We'll have more on this story after headlines with Ari Berman of Mother Jones. The United States, European Union, United Kingdom and Canada have imposed new sanctions on Belarus after its military diverted a Ryanair passenger jet to Minsk in May in order to arrest a journalist on board. The new sanctions came as UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said the government of President Alexander Lukashenko was guilty of torture and other abuses.
The situation in Belarus also continues to deteriorate, with severe restrictions on civic space, including the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association, raids against civil society and independent media, and the judicial persecution of human rights activists and journalists. We continue to receive numerous allegations of arbitrary arrests and detentions, torture and ill treatment.
In more international news, a group of indigenous leaders and members of Mexico's Zapatista movement have arrived in Spain to mark 500 years of indigenous resistance after Spanish colonizers settled in the Aztec capital of Tenochtitlan, which later became Mexico City. The Zapatistas sailed across the Atlantic Ocean for over a month after departing Mexico in early May. Their boat depicted a big white sign with the phrase, "Wake up," written in red letters in Spanish. During their trip, the indigenous leaders planned to tour Europe and share their plans to fight the inequities triggered by capitalism. Back in the United States, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is seeking to prohibit President Biden and other Catholic politicians from receiving communion over their support for reproductive and abortion rights. The bishops' move came despite advice from the Vatican not to push for such measures. President Biden is the second Roman Catholic president after John F. Kennedy. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is set to announce his state will pay off all the past due rent that accumulated during the pandemic. California will use its unexpected budget surplus and federal stimulus money to finance the $5.2 billion program. However, it's still unclear whether California will ban evictions of people with unpaid rent past June 30th. Across the United States, over 11 million people are behind on their rent and could face eviction from their homes when the federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the month. In Texas, a new report on the impacts of the pandemic inside prisons reveals at least 18 people who had been cleared for parole last year died of COVID-19, and some two dozen others died of chronic health issues before their scheduled release. That follows at least 26 Texas prisoners who died in 2019 after they were approved for parole. The report, published by the University of Texas at Austin, highlights a pattern of delaying the release of incarcerated people who've been paroled for as much as 1 year. In related news, the Marshall Project reports some 31,000 federal prisoners have sought compassionate release since the start of the pandemic. The Bureau of Prisons approved just 36 of those appeals. A new lawsuit filed in a Washington, D.C. court alleges meat giant Smithfield lied to the U.S. public throughout the pandemic in order to protect corporate profits. Food and Water Watch, which brought the suit, says in a statement, quote, "Smithfield utterly failed to protect its workers as the coronavirus spread like wildfire throughout its meat processing facilities, and its fear-mongering about meat shortages was designed to exploit consumer panic and boost sales," they said. More than 58,000 U.S. meatpacking and slaughterhouse workers have contracted COVID-19, and 293 have died. In Illinois, cleanup is continuing from a massive tornado that swept through the suburbs west of Chicago late Sunday night, damaging over 100 homes and injuring several people, including a woman left in critical condition. A storm came as a record-breaking late spring heat wave exacerbated a devastating drought in the western United States. The extreme weather fueled wildfires in Arizona, California, Colorado, and Oregon. In Northern California, smoke from the Willow Fire in Monterey County continues to bring hazy skies and poor air quality to the San Francisco Bay Area. 7 million people in six states were under red flag warnings, with meteorologists forecasting another heat wave next week. Climate youth activists and members of the Sunrise Movement ended their 400-mile march from New Orleans to Texas Monday outside the Houston home of Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a committed climate change denier. At least eight protesters were arrested. 19-year-old climate activist Ishan Gupta said in a statement, quote, "Biden, I voted for you because I thought I was securing my future, but every day since inauguration, I've woken up with the same fears. Deliver on your promises so I can have a future doing meaningful work like fixing our power grid," he said. In February, millions of Texas residents faced a massive blackout and freezing temperatures after the state's power grid collapsed. At the time, Senator Cruz decided to travel to Cancun, Mexico, to escape the winter cold. It's primary day in New York State. New York City is the largest jurisdiction in the country to use ranked choice voting, with the most watched mayoral primary in decades. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, could not prohibit colleges from providing education-related pay and other benefits to college players. Justices rejected the NCAA's argument that payments were a threat to the amateur status of student athletes, ruling the association is not exempt from U.S. antitrust laws. The landmark ruling paves the way for a broader challenge of the NCAA's ban on other forms of compensation, such as direct payments for athletic accomplishments. College athletics is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and athletes argue they should be compensated for their labor. And Las Vegas Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib has become the first active NFL player to come out as gay. Nassib made the announcement Monday in a social media post.
I just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things.
Openly gay athletes are largely absent from major U.S. professional sports, with only a handful of active players in the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, or the NFL ever coming out during their careers. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The Quarantine Report, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Take a little warning.
What we a go bring?
We need some old school loving.
I da da di thing.
We don't wanna go a sing no go a sing.
No play no games.
A father figure for the children.
You don't know your place.
We need a teacher, a farmer, a logical mind, a leader strong and willing to free up we mind. We don't wanna sleep and not pray, and we want a real thing. We have a open mind. Athleticism.
I feel you deeply. I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my. Someone for love me and hold me
when life is unkind.
For put my head on their shoulders
so I can unwind.
For hold a reason, a season.
I doubt that it thinks
I wanna ride or die.
I doubt you could bring
someone for walk by my side and not in front of me. For hold my hand so tight with me anxiety. But I'm on so wide where I could fall asleep. But give me joy inside when he's protective of me. I feel you deeply.
I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are.
mad for come around me. To screw up me mind, fi have a clean heart, a pure soul, a mind so divine. We want a doctor, a lawyer, a banker too. A teacher, a lover, it could be you. We want a plumber, a drummer, a bus driver, mechanic. You don't know, we have the answer. We don't want a stuck up boy, we don't want a coward man. We are the king and queen, you have to overstand. We are gonna plant the seeds in the motherland. If you want real love, we have to make a plan. That you're my warrior king. It's hard to conceive. You're my one and only king. No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my. Someone to love me and hold me when life is unkind. To put my head on their shoulders so I can unwind. For what a reason, a season. I that I did think. I wanna ride or die. I that you will bring. Someone to walk by my side and not in front of me. For hold my hand so tight with me anxiety. With a mouth so wide where I could fall asleep. Where give me joy inside when he's protective of me. I feel you deeply. I know that you're my warrior king. It's hard to. See, you're my one and only king. No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my dreams.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be mainly sunny with a high of 28 degrees Celsius. Friday will have a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 28 degrees Celsius. Saturday will bring clouds and showers and a high of 29 degrees Celsius. Sunday there will be rain and a high of 26 degrees Celsius. Monday there will be a few showers and a high of 28 degrees Celsius. Finally, Tuesday, there will be showers and a high of 27 degrees Celsius. Let's listen to some more music.
Juste la détresse dans ton regard. Même si je veux, j'y peux rien. Je peux juste t'offrir du réconfort. Tes combats resteront les tiens. Plus grands sont tes tourments, plus je te serrerai longtemps. À tes côtés, y'a rien qui pourra t'arriver. J'aimerais t'aider à porter ton fardeau, mais je peux juste en ramasser quelques morceaux.
Dans le creux de mes bras.
protégerai du froid. Mais laisse, je te prendrai pur dans mes bras. Faut que j'apprenne à me tenir debout tout seul, à rallumer la flamme à l'intérieur de moi avant que ça parte en grand éclat. Je vais devoir partir, s'il te plaît, cours-moi pas après. Ça va me faire du bien de faire mon bout de chemin. Fait qu'attends-moi pas pour souper, je reviendrai lorsque je m'aimerai.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Nobody gonna stop my light. Try to stop it, then it's on sight.
You know what it is, man. Play no games.
Yeah. All my life I gotta fight. Had to learn lessons wrong from right. Ain't nobody gonna stop my light. Try to stop it, then it's on sight.
It's on sight. Stop this, man.
Yo, you won't like me when I'm ignorant. Trust me, you don't want it. Time's up. It's best you watch when I'm on it. First off, the name's Yannick, in case you forgot. You don't wanna start a problem, boy, you better not. Like you tying rope. I don't sell drugs, this a different kind of dope. Couldn't see me if you had 20, 20. My bar stay full, no Henny. Slaughter any beat, please don't tempt me. Broke the thermometer on a whole nother galaxy, Andromeda. I don't know why these haters want drama for. Your so-called friends bring you drama like Channel 4. But I'm plugged into the game like Channel 3. Even on some crutches, ain't no way you stand to me. I'm out here like a canopy. Don't you see the growth? Ain't no L that you can hand to me. I'm on the ball, not even AI can handle me. Unless you standing with me, there's no withstanding me. All my life I gotta fight. Had to learn lessons wrong from right. Ain't nobody gonna stop my light. Try to stop it, then it's on sight. All my life I gotta fight. Had to learn lessons wrong from right. Ain't nobody gonna stop my light. Try to stop it, then it's on sight. I gotta fight. Had to learn lessons wrong from right. Ain't nobody gonna stop my light. Try to stop it, then it's on sight. All my life I gotta fight.
Disrupt my flow. Disrupt my night.
Oh no.
Pack the essentials. And away we go.
Oh. Too many things in my fanny pack. I should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my backpack. I should've brought my backpack. I got too many things in my fanny pack. I should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my pack.
Wish I did not drag and kept it all compact. Now I'm moving with that lag. Gotta just groove and lose that bag. Got a pocket full of change for a kebab. Now I know that I need that. Got an extra load that can detract. But you know I gotta stay strapped, gotta stay strapped. Got a pony in my pack and a little K-dab. Got a horse of the crap that I really don't need. Tighten up, this buckle ain't tight enough, a rat that's quite enough, bright enough to know. Next time I'm out, all I need is my phone and a little bit of weed and a bigger bit of dough. Cause this fickle handy pack has got me moving slow. Disrupt my flow, disrupt my night.
overstuffed when you struggle to close that zip. Way too many. Should've brought my pack.
I should've brought my backpack. Hey.
Like who that backstage? She ain't performing, I know, but he can go and she can stay. Crossed ways, star path, locked eyes. Talk long time, out back bar high. Her thoughts wise, I thought dimes would not shine this bright. Snap back, rock line. Guess I got caught. Try not to cross lines. Am I standing too close, I asked. While leaning on the hood, she laughed. Took a drag and said, in fact, I wish you would. Would what? Now that's the $1 million question. I said I'm a bit unsure, so please don't keep me guessing. Should I stay or should I go? Don't wanna impose a pressure. I did want to impress her and make myself better. Maybe put letters together like I'm doing now. Say forever out loud or wait before making a sound. I'm always playing, so how can you ever know what I want? She's still slaying, but wow, was never with her from the jump.
Late night, I could be here with you. Stay tight and I'll be there for you. You just need to say the word. You just need to say the word and I'll be there.
I am her back, I'm nerve-wracked. In a thirst trap, won't turn back from her. Just something to work at and learn fast. Let go, I never quit. She's trouble walking, I messaged her, stressing jerks. And I got that bubble popping on Messenger with long responses and them even longer pauses. And she's strong with causes, honest. And I know she's a boss and she's so cautious. Takes her time getting to know. I'm like, fine, won't say make up your mind. You want me to go, she likes slow. I'm ice cold. And me, I like planning. I like growing while knowing on whose ground it is I'm standing. We run the gamut, I'm not a man, damn it. And I can hardly stand it. She want a family and can't manage to sit with and understand this. I'ma call her in 2 years and ask, are you single? We no match, but if we let it rock sparks, we might rekindle. I'm sending smoke signals. We are better as friends, better as anything. But let him sing, ooh, what my heart intends.
Late night, I could be here with you. Stay tight and I'll be there for you. You just need to say the word. You just need
need to say the word and I'll be there. Late night, I could be here with you. Stay tight and I'll be there for you. You just need to say the word. You just need to say the word and I'll be there.
One thing we've all learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show with your hosts, Sheila Ferrando and Naomi Murney at CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal or online at ckut.ca.
Listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're only a few days past the summer solstice, which means the days are getting longer, the sun is getting hotter, and nothing sounds more inviting than a trip to the cool, air-conditioned museum. Today we'll start off with the poem of the week, have a rundown of upcoming arts events, a minute of mustard reviews, and we'll wrap up with a musical break. First, our poem of the week is a poem about summer, or rather, a summer love. This is When Love Arrives by slam poets Sarah Kay and Phil Kay.
I knew exactly what love looked like in seventh grade.
Even though I hadn't met love yet, if love had wandered into my homeroom, I would have recognized him at first glance. Love wore a hemp necklace.
I would have recognized her at first glance. Love wore a tight French braid.
Love played acoustic guitar and knew all my favorite Beatles songs.
Love wasn't afraid to ride the bus with me.
And I knew. I just must be checking the wrong classrooms.
Just must be searching the wrong hallways. She was there. I was sure of it.
If only I could find him.
But when love finally showed up, she had a bowl cut.
He wore the same clothes every day for a week.
Love hated the bus.
Love didn't know anything about the Beatles.
Instead, every time I tried to kiss love,
our teeth got in the way. Love became the reason I lied to my parents.
I'm going to... Ben's house.
Love had terrible rhythm on the dance floor, but made sure we never missed a slow song.
Love waited by the phone because she knew if her father picked up, it would be...
Hello. Hello.
Oh my God.
I guess they hung up.
And love grew.
Love stretched like a trampoline.
Love changed.
Love disappeared. Slowly, like baby teeth. Losing parts of me I thought I needed.
Love vanished like an amateur magician. Everyone could see the trap door but me.
Like a flat tire. There were other places I had planned on going.
But my plans didn't matter.
Love stayed away for years. And when love finally reappeared, I barely recognized him.
Love smelled different now. Had darker eyes.
A broader back. Love came with freckles I didn't recognize.
New birthmarks, a softer voice.
Now there were new sleeping patterns.
New favorite books.
Love had songs that reminded him of someone else.
Songs love didn't like to listen to.
So did I.
But we found a park bench that fit us perfectly.
We found jokes that make us laugh.
And now love makes me fresh homemade chocolate chip cookies.
But love will probably finish most of them for a midnight snack.
Love looks great in lingerie, but still likes to wear her retainer.
Love is a terrible driver, but a great navigator.
Love knows where she's going. It just might take her 2 hours longer than she planned.
Love is messier now.
Not as simple.
Love uses the word boobs in front of my parents.
Love chews too loudly.
Love leaves the cap off the toothpaste.
Love uses smiley faces in her text message. Messages.
And turns out,
love shits.
But love also cries. And love will tell you you are beautiful.
And mean it.
Over and over again.
You are beautiful.
When you just wake up.
You are beautiful.
When you've just been crying.
You are beautiful.
When you don't want to hear it.
You are beautiful.
When you don't believe it.
You are beautiful.
When nobody else will tell you.
You are beautiful.
Love still thinks. You are beautiful.
But love is not perfect and will sometimes forget.
When you need to hear it most,
you are beautiful.
Do not forget this.
Love is not who you were expecting. Love is not what you can predict.
Maybe love is in New York City, already asleep. You are in California, India, Australia, wide awake. Maybe love is always in the wrong time zone.
Maybe love is not ready for you. Maybe you are not ready for love.
Maybe love just isn't the marrying type.
Maybe the next time you see love is 20 years after the divorce. Love looks older now, but just as beautiful as you remember.
Maybe love is only there for 1 month.
Maybe love is there for every firework, every birthday party, every hospital visit.
Maybe love stays.
Maybe love can't. Maybe love shouldn't. Love arrives exactly when love is supposed to. And love leaves exactly when love must.
When love arrives, say,
welcome. Make yourself comfortable. If love leaves, ask her to leave the door open behind her.
Turn off the music. Listen to the quiet.
Whisper.
Thank you for stopping by.
That was When Love Arrives by Sarah Kay and Phil Kay. These two poets are some of my favorites, and I was lucky to see Sarah Kay performing live a few years ago. A fun fact, these poets are neither related to one another nor married, but rather met coincidentally. For more of their work, you can find them both at projectvoice.co. That's projectvoice.co. Up next, an overview of some of the upcoming arts events in the city. This week, until July 31st, make sure to check out the L. Fant Art Gallery, which will be presenting an immersive summer art exhibition, entirely presented through virtual reality. You'll be able to physically play through the interactive musical installation by Montreal artist Jean-Pierre Gauthier, named The Scholastic Generator. You'll also be able to see plants, flowers, and fungi in the augmented reality series The Perennials. And finally, travel through the Museum of Other Realities, or MORE, which includes 48 separate artworks by 44 VR artists. For more information on the exhibit, check out the L. Fant Gallery website at lfant.org, spelled ELLEPHANT.org. Next, today is the last day to watch the film Undine, currently showing at the Cinéma du Musée, Undine is a German film based on the myth of Undine, a water nymph who becomes human when she falls in love with a man but is doomed to die if he is unfaithful to her. The film follows Undine, a modern-day historian who lectures on urban development and lives in Berlin. But when the man she loves leaves her, the folklore catches up to her. She must kill the man she loves and return to the water or find a new love. The film premiered at the 70th Berlin International Film Festival on February 23, 2020, and is now being shown at the Cinéma du Musée in the original German, with both English and French subtitles. For more information on Undine and other films currently showcasing, check out the Cinéma du Musée website at cinemadumusee.com. That's cinemadumusee.com. Finally, let's keep the cameras rolling and make sure to find a time to check out one of the many films scheduled for the month of June at the Cinémathèque under the program Black at the Camera, or Noir à la Caméra, which follows more than 100 years of black cinema. From silent cinema dealing with segregation to films testifying decolonization, the showcase features multiple genres, from animation to documentaries, even including historical reconstructions, featuring contemporary filmmakers as well as those of the past, and adding the work of Canadian and Quebec filmmakers to the black cinematic landscape. Black at the Camera will be presented to the public at the Cinémathèque Québécoise throughout the month of June. This program, produced in collaboration with the Fabienne Colas Foundation and the Montreal International Black Film Festival, is also supported by the Cinémathèque Afrique of the Institut Français. Check out the Cinémathèque website for more information and to view a schedule of the films being showcased. That's at Cinémathèque du Montréal website, at cinémathèque.qc.ca. cinémathèque.qc.ca. And those are some of the events of the city. Now, my friend Lean Mshasha reviews Mustard, calling in to join us today all the way from Turkey. This is Mshasha's Mustard Minute.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning back in, and welcome back to Mshasha's Mustard Minute. This week, we've got a real treat for you. Grill Artur Tufo's Premium Italian Truffle Mustard. Now, clearly, this isn't your everyday mustard, but if you're in the mood to forget that you're a college student living with four other people, this will definitely do the trick. Now, as a lover of both mustard and truffle, I gotta say this mustard left me feeling a little bit conflicted. Does it taste amazing? Yes. But then again, this is a show about mustard, and I've gotta admit, this falls flat for me on the mustard side. While the truffle isn't too strong and the hint of honey adds a mildness which cuts through the acidity, the mustard flavor is still overpowered and barely there. So if you're not a fan of truffle, I'd probably sit this one out. I also have to add that this mustard falls short on the yellowness criteria. So you're trading in that comfortable dependability for an upscale product that'll impress anyone whose validation you're desperately seeking. That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed hearing about mustard, and make sure to tune back in next week for more on mustard.
That was Mshasha's Mustard Minute. Thank you for telling us all about truffle mustard. Watch out, folks. Next, a quick musical break with the absolute summer bop Shotgun by singer George Ezra.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this.
That was the pop rock song Shotgun by English artist George Ezra. For more of Ezra's work, you can find him on Spotify under the name George Ezra, spelled E-Z-R-A. Up next, Calvaire by Spilltab.
Calvaire, c'est une situation qui nous pourrit la vie. C'est oppressant, genre ça peut être toi qui vas chercher un paquet de clopes et tu dois te taper 1000 détours parce que tous les tabacs sont fermés. Ou ça peut être toi qui réalise tous les compromis que t'as fait pour le soi-disant amour de ta vie. Alors c'est assez varié, mais au fond c'est marrant parce que tu te rends compte à quel point tu le supportes, ce calvaire.
Chien, tu m'exaspères quand tu pars et tu me déserts. Près de toi, je suis jamais fier. On finit toujours en guerre. Si je demande à ma mère son avis sur ce calvaire, tous tes mots qui me laissent amer, tes promesses tout éphémères. Ta maison rouge t'attend à mes naissances après. Le toit qui coule t'attend à mes, c'est ce que tu me dis. Ta maison rouge. Le toit qui coule. Ma misère, c'est le monde à l'envers. T'es mon enfer avec tes commentaires. Avoue que c'est que pour nous. Les autres ont perdu l'espoir. Avoue que tu lâcherais tout pour moi. T'attends à mes naissances après. Le toit qui coule. T'attends à mes, c'est ce que tu me dis. Le toit qui coule.
That was Calvaire by the New York-based duo Spilltab. For more of their work, you can find them on Spotify under Spill, S-P-I-L-L, Tab, T-A-B. And that's it for this Wednesday Morning After.
This episode featured music sampled from the song Chosen by musician Blood Orange. My name is Naomi Murney, with audio editing done by Matthew Jackson. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and it's been my pleasure to host today. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, that wraps up the show. Keep listening to CKUT. We'll be right back.
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours, mais l'ensemble de la population n'est pas encore protégée. Même si vous êtes vacciné, vous devez continuer d'appliquer les mesures sanitaires. Portez un masque, maintenez la distanciation physique et lavez-vous les mains régulièrement. En cas de symptômes, passez un test de dépistage et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Apprenez-en davantage sur les mesures au québec.ca/coronavirus. Respectons les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.